into equity method of accounting.
Yeah. See, this is actually the very first time that I have started talking about this project. So in the feedback statement to the agenda consultation, it was identified that the equity method may be something that investors would like us to look at. And so what I'm working on at the moment is trying to identify the scope of a project that we might do on the equity method of accounting. And what we're searching for here is some input from yourselves on the scope of such a project. So it really is in the embryonic stage. So in paragraph 3, I've set out the background to the equity method of accounting and how it works and what it aims to do. I don't plan to go through that unless anyone wants me to. In paragraph 6, I've noted that the responses to the agenda consultation tended to suggest that the equity method lacked a conceptual underpinning, mainly because it had been developed quite a long time ago, and that was really before the conceptual framework. And there was a view that if we had we reviewed the method and gave it a more conceptual underpinning, some of the individual questions that we get raised through it, if it could be dealt with in a more conceptual manner. So to help us in this project, we've asked two questions that are in paragraph 7 at the end of the paper. And what we are interested in is, when you look at an entity, what information do you consider about associate entities and joint ventures? For example, do you look at their share of profits? Do you look at the dividend income, or is it the carrying amounts of the investments that are important, or is it something else completely? And also, because obviously these are transactions with related parties, we were wondering whether you tried to understand the level of transactions with related parties and how important that information was.
On this conceptual underpinning, could you elaborate on that? What does that mean? Does that mean that in the conceptual framework you would not have such a thing at equity?
No, I don't think it, because the conceptual framework deals with what the reporting entity is. I think the question that has been raised is equity accounting a form of consolidation, or is it a form of measurement? But it's never really been defined. What it was a solution to a problem, and actually I think it was a solution to several problems. But now we get questions about the application and how it should be applied. And I think respondents to the agenda consultation felt if there was a better understanding of the concepts that lie behind the equity method of accounting, we wouldn't need to pick off individual technical problems.
To be honest, I think there's so little to analyze at the moment on associates, and IFRS 12 is hopefully going to address that. That there will be some disclosures on key performance indicators of those associates. So at the moment, it's very difficult to analyze these entities unless you're fully in the hands of the willingness of the preparer to provide you something, because they're not required to provide anything. So I think we have to try to see this question in the light of what IFRS 12 is likely to provide. That's probably how we should. Do we agree, Peter?
Maybe. I just want to say that I see several difficulties with this concept, although I'm not sure I want to change it, because I don't really know what I want it to be changed to. But one problem is that you have earnings before tax, very often included in operating earnings, which create a mess in the key ratios. Luckily, the items are normally very small, so it doesn't really matter. And I think also that most analysts try, if it is substantial, I think they are trying to normally pick out the earnings before tax figure and try to replace it with a valuation of the shares in the equity holding. and include that in the valuation instead of including the earnings in the EBIT base, so to speak. So from that respect, I would gladly welcome some kind of market valuations, but I'm not that keen on market valuations when companies are doing them themselves without me having information to understand the valuation. So maybe if they could switch over to some kind of available for sale accounting or something, it would be more useful. Because I think if it's substantial, most analysts actually strip it out and try to do a separate valuation.
Do you feel, I know that that's very common for associates, what about jointly controlled entities, joint ventures and joint operations? Would you do the same thing, or do you view those more as operating entities, extension of the parent company?
I view the latter. I think since it's a joint venture, it's difficult for one of the parties to say no. They are involved in it, and they have a much higher risk involved in a joint project like that. I think the partial consolidation is what I would aim for.
Maybe on the same topic, there is a recent trend, at least in certain jurisdictions, to see that actually there are two types of associates, the one which are purely financial investments, and the share of profit which is picked up through equity accounting is kind of financial income, below the line, the P&L, and some others which are closer to the core business of the entity, although being conducted through associates and not through controlled subsidiaries, where management sees those associates as being part of the business and then trying to put the share of profit up in the P&L as part of operating profit, which has its problems because it is net of tax. And then you all mix up all sorts of things, net of interest, net of tax, whereas you have interest on tax below in the P&L. So the ratios are quite distorted. But this is a trend, and even a jurisdiction that we know very well, both of us, this has been recommended by the standard setter locally. So we have and IFRS 11, with joint ventures being now accounted through equity accounting, will only make it worse and will probably accelerate this trend for changing the presentation. So I like to have, and you are probably seeing that you are not opposed to this view, but it's my understanding. I like to have some feedback. I know it's about presentation, it's not about defining what is conceptually equity accounting, it's more about people show it. But I think for you, I suppose presentation is as important as whether this angel is a male or a female.
I just heard Pidip's question, and I'll deal with it maybe just a little bit at the end. But I wanted to echo Peter's comment. The equity method, I understand. It's an old method. It is what it is. I've come to understand it. It is imperfect, but the question is, what do we go to? And then we immediately get into fair value or carrying value, and it becomes a very complex time. Second thing is, a lot of these issues are really tied to a more fundamental problem, which is trying to understand, particularly if you're looking at the debt, and you're looking at the debt in different places, is trying to understand how all the pieces fit together. And there's some earlier work on the debt, the subsidiary, and debt reporting, and consolidation, additional information to consolidation, which all ties into this piece. And so the fundamental problem is, we don't care whether the angel is male or female. We just want to know as much as we can about where it is, what it looks like.
Robert, do you think that the disclosures that became effective last year in IFRS 12 address the matters that you're dealing with?
Better, but not there.
Why not there?
Because
it requires the disclosure of debt for any material associate within a consolidated group.
So here is the problem I deal with. I lend effectively to a subsidiary of a large company. I get the consolidated financial information of the parent. I may get a little bit of information about the subsidiary. I have no way of understanding the real credit position of that subsidiary. because I need to know debt covenants, I need to know cash flow, I need to know a whole bunch of things that just aren't there.
But you are borrowing the money to them?
I'm lending to that.
I would.
But the parents.
Well, it's.
hold on. We're getting too deep down in the process of Robert's work now. I think.
In a public forum, first of all, I'm not crazy. There are very specific commercial reasons why I'm doing this. And offline, I'll tell you what my problem is and what I'm doing to fix it. But it's real.
Okay. Thank you. Last comment from Jacques. Not for this subject.
The thing that Philips refers, putting the associate lands in the operating, frustrates me because it makes the whole thing inconsistent in terms of operating assets on the liability. And it makes everything. It's after tax. I mean, it includes a financial structure we don't see. So for me, including associates at the operating level is not something acceptable, even if the French accounting regulator agrees with that. I don't care. Even some of the biggest French company do it.
Do you make a distinction between jointly controlled entities and associates?
There's no difference currently.
No difference in the accounting, but
yeah.
Analytically, would you make a difference?
Yeah. Well, frankly, I believe that the previous accounting treatment for joint venture was an acceptable one, even though there was some abuse.
Let's be honest.
The thing I wanted to point is I agree with Robert. It's perhaps an imperfect model of reporting the performance of this not very subsidiary, let's call it this way. But if we're moving to fair valuation thing, is irrelevant. I mean, it's exactly the same thing as having an impairment test on your own goodwill. I mean, it will be nice every time. We know the answer. So
okay.
It will not provide something relevant.
I cannot. I cannot forgo without giving the word to Norbert and Carlos as well. Would you like to add something because you have your?
Just quick. On question number two, I think it's very important. Just because, especially now with joint venture being deconsolidated, it's obviously this is a true related party transaction. It's an easy way to hide transactions, to hide profits in companies that you have sufficient control to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously important.
Mm. Thank you.
No. It's going in the same direction. My observation is really what we see, what Philip has said. It's a difference between associates, perhaps, which is the final financial instrument, or you have a participation of 20%, and perhaps jointly run businesses. And you have still business models out in some industries, for example, in the industrial gas business in emerging market. You have a lot of joint ventures, which are 50-50 joint ventures. Yeah, and now they are quoted at equity. And I'm missing from the top, from the sales, from the operating income, from the debt, everything. Yeah, and the companies also don't like it. Yeah, usually they give some additional information because we as analysts try to build it back. Yeah, so I think that is really.
Do you get better information now on joint ventures than you got before?
No. From my impression.
Well, thanks all. We move on to the next subject, which is.
Well, we have a break now.
We have a break. Really? Okay. We have a break.
We have a break. We have